I think there are many people who would agree with you that our national health system needs to change, and many of them came together to support President Obama's Affordable Care Act. But you're not exactly a fan. Can you tell us why?
The issue really here is how affordable health care is. Many millions purchased health insurance on these exchanges, but many of them purchased silver plans. So we're looking at a quarter of their income they're having to spend on health care. That is something you will not see in any other industrialized country in the world.
And under your plan, you won't see that as well.
Absolutely, you will not see that. And so under single payer, you will see medical bankruptcy disappear. The number of bankruptcies every year, about a million, 61% of them are because they couldn't pay their medical bills. So we refer to those as medical bankruptcies. 75% of them had health insurance when they got sick. So they were underinsured. It will stop when we have single payer national health insurance.
Many people throw the label socialized medicine at these ideas. Do you even consider that a slur, and how do you respond to that?
Well, socialized medicine, I think an example of socialized medicine would be where the government actually owns and operates the hospitals. So the VA would be an example of that, our Veterans Administration hospitals. Single payer national health insurance actually leaves the delivery of care not in the hand of the government, but rather in the hands of private individuals and private groups who actually provide services.
How would this be funded? Would it be through paycheck taxes? Would it be an income tax?
Even right now, for Medicare, you give a certain amount of money, your employer, and you contribute. So on your pay stub, you see that. If you fall into the wealthiest 5% of the country, you'll be paying considerably more than everybody else. But that only seems fair in a society where we want everybody covered and everybody to have access to a huge basket of benefits.
In countries that have something similar to what you're proposing, there's also criticisms of waiting periods or not having access to specialists. So how do you respond to those criticisms and fears people in the U.S. have about also having those problems?
Probably the easiest way to answer this question is that the other industrialized countries in the world, they have a great system, but they're sometimes not fully funded, right? So we have the opposite problem here. We have not such a great system, but we're spending tons of money and way more than enough money. So if we were to spend what we're spending today, and that's what we propose, we would have a phenomenal delivery of care and everybody would get the care they need. Having said that, if we just go across to Canada, which is the closest country that has a single payer system, the waits that you see are for elective procedures. So if you're having a heart attack or a stroke or an urgent health need, it's met immediately.
We're in a climate where Republicans in Congress are trying to actively, still many years later, dismantle just the Affordable Care Act, and what you're proposing is beyond that. Where is the political will going to come from to make this happen?
More than half of all Americans, when polled, support the creation of national health insurance. You know, people are often apt to saying the government is doing this. We are the government. We're paying the taxes, and we should decide how best to pay them. And if we have scientific evidence to tell us what to do so that every American can have coverage from birth to death, and we can do it through single payer, the time is now.
Thank you very much, Dr. Czar.
Thank you for having me.